愿大家平安。
May peace to all of you。
这次社兴联合会跟大家一起来查考以弗所书。
And during this spiritual convocation, I would like to share with all of you the book of Ephesians。
以弗所书的主题是什么？
So what's the main theme in the book of Ephesians?
就是教会。
That is the church.
从圣经的教导让我明白教会是什么。
And from the teaching of the Bible, we know that what is church to us today.
然后我们在教会里面，我们的生活应该是怎样来过。
And also what kind of lifestyle that we should have in church.
首先我们来看以弗所书的第一章。
And let's first turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1,
22节
verse 22,
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。23节
verse 23,
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这个地方讲说教会是他的身体。
These two Bible verses tell us that the church is the body of Christ.
这个他就是指着主耶稣。
And he refers to the church.
主耶稣2000年前已经升到天上去了。
And 2000 years ago, Jesus ascended into heaven.
但是借着门徒传福音，有3000个人受洗。
However, through the preaching of the apostles, 3,000 people were baptized.
教会就在地上建立起来。
So that was the beginning of church.
所以教会是指着受洗过的信徒集合在一起。
And so church refers to the assembling of people who have been baptized.
它是一群的人。
A group of people.
但是这一群的人集合在一起是基督的身体。
However, when these group of people gather together, then this is the body of Christ.
所以教会不是社团。
So church is not a club.
教会也不是俱乐部。
And church is not a social place.
教会也不是公司。
And church is not a company.
教会也不是一个机构。
And church is not an organization.
教会是耶稣的身体。
Church is the body of Jesus.
那这里说是那充满万有者所充满的。
And here says is the which is body the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
充满万有者只有一个，就是天上的神。
And the only one that can fill everything in every way is God.
所以我们这一群人的集合，它是神所充满的地方。
So the assembly of these group of people is the place where God is.
可见一个人如果要体验神，他不能够离开教会。
So in other words, if a person wants to experience God, that person cannot leave the church.
因为教会是从神所充满的地方。
Because church is the place where God fills.
所以为什么我们来到教会常常特别容易得到神的恩典。
And that's why when we come to church, we can very easily receive the blessing from God.
因为这是神所充满的地方。
Because this is a place where God's presence is.
在教会里面我们容易对神有很深刻的体验。
And in the church, we can experience God deeply.
所以感谢神，我们都能够归入这个教会里面。
And we thank God that all of us came come to His church.
第一节我们要查考第一章。
We're going to look at verse 1.
就是神在教会中所赐的福。
Point 1, that is the blessings of God in the church.
我们来教会要做什么？
So what do we do in church?
有很多人觉得来教会最重要就是要找人。
And some people feel that when they come to church, it's important to find companies.
所以来到教会找到很多熟人，大家谈得很高兴。
And at the church, we can talk with friends who we know very well.
但是我们来教会最重要的目的是在这个地方亲近神。
However, the most important thing for us to come to church is to draw near to God.
在教会里面有神丰富的恩典。
And we know that in the church there is abundant blessing.
在第一章的一节到十四节里面。
And in chapter 1 from verse 1 to 14.
这里在提到我们要蒙救赎这个是一个恩典那这才能够加入教会。
And these verses tell us that we must receive the grace of redemption.
比方说慕道者来教会虽然来了好几年。
For example, a true seeker friend might have come to church for a long time.
他可能也得圣灵。
Maybe that friend has received the Holy Spirit.
但是他还没有洗礼。
But he has not yet received the Holy
Spirit. 他还没有蒙救赎。
The baptism, meaning that he has not yet received the grace of redemption.
所以他还没有得到真正神的恩典。
In other words, he has not truly received the grace of God.
所以在第一段里面告诉我们神给我们的恩典。
And so in the first section, the section tells us about the blessing that we can receive from God.
我们看第三节。
This refers to verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣就是父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。这里说神在基督里赐给我们属灵的福气，这是在天上的。
And here the verse tells us that we are receiving the blessing that's from the heavenly realms.
所以相信耶稣就是要得到这个福气。
And so believing in Jesus means that we can receive these blessings from heaven.
那我们信耶稣最重要的福气是什么？
So what's the most important blessing that all of us must receive from God?
圣经说看得见的是暂时的。
And the Bible tells us that what's visible is temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
And what's invisible is eternal.
所以所有地上我们常常在见证会所提到神的恩典，这都是暂时的。
So often we listen to testimonies about worldly blessings. However, these are all temporary.
那真正有价值的恩典是看不到的。
What is truly valuable is invisible.
这必须要凭着信心来追求跟等候。
And we must pursue and wait with faith.
那这是什么？
And what is it?
就是从第四节开始。
And from verse 4.
我看第五节。
And also verse 6.
又因爱我们就按自己所定的旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Verse 5, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
我们从神所得的第一个福分就是儿子的名分。
And the first thing is the first blessing is that we become his adopted children.
这是一个尊贵的身份。
And this is a precious status.
所以我是谁？
So who are we?
当然我们可能世界上有很多的成就，有很多的头衔。
Maybe we have status and achievement in this world.
但是更重要的，我是谁？
But what is most important is who are we?
就是我是神的儿子。
We are the children of God.
这是非常宝贵的。
And this is indeed very precious.
这是神赐给我们的恩典。
And it's a blessing from God.
那因为有这个儿子的名分。
And because of having this status.
所以我们才有下面的一个福分。
We are eligible to receive the next blessing.
我们看14节。
Let's refer to verse 14.
这里说这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
And here says the promised Holy Spirit who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
这里告诉我们我们有一个基业。
And verse 14 tells us we have an inheritance.
我们看地上富有的人大家都很羡慕。
We know that all of us are very envious of people who are wealthy.
但是最富有的人是神的儿子。
However, those who are most wealthy are the ones are the children of God.
因为我们的父亲是丰富的。
Because our father is abundant.
他就是天上的神。
And he's our God in heaven.
那这个丰富在地上我们体验得到。
And his abundance we can experience while we are on earth.
神丰盛的恩典。
God has blessed us abundantly with his blessing.
平安。
His peace.
喜乐。
And also joy.
盼望。
And hope.
能力。
And strength.
这个就是在神里面都是丰富的。
All these are abundance in God.
但是更重要就是将来天国那个丰盛的荣耀。
And what's most important is what we will receive in the heavenly kingdom, the glory.
这个叫做天国的基业。
And so this is what we mean by heavenly inheritance.
那在第四节里面说，神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And in verse 4, verse 4 tells us that we were predestined to be adopted as his children.
所以我们今天能够信耶稣，不是因为我们来到美国不小心听到道理，所以我们才信了。
So that's why we are here today. It's not because by accident we come to America and somehow we come to church, so we received the blessing from God.
圣经说是在创世以前，神已经预定我们得救。
The Bible clearly tells us that even before the world was formed, we were predestined.
是照着他的旨意，是他认为好的。
According to his will, what he seemed to be good.
是他很高兴、很喜悦的这样去做。
Something that was to God's pleasure.
那么到了按道时候到了，那我们就来慕道，就被感动，就信主耶稣。
And when the right time comes, then we are moved and we come to God and believe in Him.
那这个拣选呢，就是神的爱。
And His adoption of us is His love, a manifestation of His love.
所以马拉基书里面，神对以色列百姓说：“我爱你。”
And that's why in the book of Malachi, God said to His people, "I love you."
第一章，我爱你。
In chapter one.
以色列百姓说：“你在哪里爱我？”
And the people of Israel answered God, "Where do you love us?"
今天神对我们的爱最大的表现是什么？
And so what is the greatest manifestation of God's love to us?
就是在万民当中他拣选我们。
That he has chosen us out of the peoples.
就好像以撒有两个孩子，以扫跟雅各。
Just like Isaac, he had two sons, Esau and Jacob.
那神拣选雅各。
And God chose Jacob.
这个就是恩典。
And so this is blessing.
所以我们蒙主在创世以前拣选要得天国的基业。
So God had chosen us even before the world was formed to receive the heavenly inheritance.
所以每一个人信耶稣都很富足。
So that's why when we come to Jesus Christ, we are abundant.
如果你真的在追求今生很富足，来世也很富足。
If you truly pursue God, we'll be abundant in this life and life to come.
而且这个富足是没有忧虑的。
And this kind of abundance is without worries.
钱多，忧虑很多。
Often people have abundant wealth, but they also have much worries.
那利息往下降，你要存在哪里？
Every time the interest rate goes down, then we don't know where to deposit our wealth.
买房子多了，忧虑很多。
And when we buy real estate property, then also we get worried.
所以我们在世界上富足，有很多的忧虑。
So a lot of time when we are wealthy in this world, we also become very worried.
但是在神里面的富足是没有忧虑的。
However, the abundance in God, there is no worry added onto it.
那个富足就是借着神的拣选应许给我们。
The abundance was given to us through God's promise and His, because He has chosen us.
那我们叫凭着信心，你就可以领受。
And by faith, we will receive that abundance.
是白白得来的。
And is freely received.
这个叫做恩典。
And so this is grace.
所以如果我们信耶稣缺乏。
So if we believe in Jesus and we still lack in Him.
对神的恩典没有体验。
And we still have not experienced the grace of God.
这个不是神有问题。
This is not because there is something wrong with God.
因为应许已经在那里。
Because the promise is already there.
而且好多人已经体验到。
And many people have already experienced God's abundance.
那如果我们没有体验。
And if we do not have such experience,
可能我们信心不够，或者我们的追求不够。
It probably means that we are still lacking faith and we have not pursued hard enough.
我们相信，我们追求，我们的生活是富足的。
And when we believe and when we pursue, then our life will be abundant.
心灵上的富足。
There will be spiritual abundance.
灵性上的富足。
There will be abundance in spiritual life.
生活上没有缺乏。
And there is no lacking in our life.
因为我们是神的儿子。
Because we are the children of God.
是圣经应许我们。
So the Bible has promised.
我们是富足的。
We are abundant indeed.
那到底神的应许，他给我们什么证据？
So what proof is there that God has given us the inheritance?
如果父亲很有钱，他告诉孩子，我给你这一栋房子。
If a father is very wealthy and he said to his son, I will give you this house of mine.
那你就要想哦，要他离世之前一定要拿到那所有权状。
Then before the father passes away, the son must be able to receive something, a proof or a statement from the father saying that he will be inheriting the property.
这个是一个证据。
Because it's a proof.
那没有证据啊，讲着不算。
To show that he is eligible to inherit.
为什么我们这么相信我们能够有天国的产业？
And why is it that we truly believe that we are entitled to the heavenly kingdom?
14节我们刚刚读过的。
Let's go back to 14, the verse that we just read.
说这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Here says the promised Holy Spirit who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
所以圣灵是一个凭据。
So Holy Spirit is a deposit.
所以今天我们在真耶稣教会是特别的有信心。
And in True Jesus Church, we have rooted faith in what we believe.
我们绝对相信我们是神的儿子。
We truly believe that we are the children of God.
你看主耶稣受洗。
When Jesus was baptized,
从水里面上来。
When he raised up from the water,
天开了。
The heaven opened.
圣灵好像鸽子降在他身上。
And Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove.
然后有声音说，这是我的爱子。
And there was a voice saying, this is my beloved son.
所以主耶稣是神的爱子。
So Jesus is the beloved son of God.
圣灵好像鸽子降在他身上，这就是凭据。
And the proof is that the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus.
所以今天我们说我是神的儿子。
So when we say that we are the children of God.
那凭据在哪里？
Where's the proof?
就是神的灵降在我们身上。
That is the Holy Spirit, and the proof is that the Holy Spirit has come upon us.
那我们祷告的时候，从我们心里的最深处，这个圣灵呼叫神阿爸父。
And so when we pray in the deepest of us, the Holy Spirit will cry out to God, Abba, our Father.
尤其我在奈及利亚的乡下。
There was one time I was in a countryside in Nigeria.
在那个灵恩会祷告会。
I was during a prayer, during a spiritual convocation.
有一个孩子大概六七岁。
And there was a little child who was about 6 or 7 years old.
祷告被圣灵充满，一直起来跳。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit, so he was jumping up and down.
我一直听得很清楚，他讲阿爸发着 ，You say you love me.
And I heard very clearly what he said in his prayer. He said, "Abba, Father, you really love me."
那我祷告完了，我问他，你刚刚祷告讲什么
？So after the prayer, I asked him, "What did you say when you were praying?"
他听不懂英文。
And this child did not know English.
因为这个他们教英文是在差不多学校小学快要毕业才教。
Because the school over there only started teaching English after they graduated from elementary school.
但是他祷告真的圣灵感动，他就讲神啊，你爱我。
However, when he was praying, the Holy Spirit. When he was praying, the Holy Spirit movement, and he said, "Father, you truly love me."
所以这个体验呢，真的就验证了圣经里面所说的。
And this experience coincides well what is described in the Bible.
神是圣灵，证明我们是他的儿女。
Holy Spirit proves that we are the children of God.
那圣灵是得基业的凭据。
And Holy Spirit is also a deposit guarantee in our inheritance.
那十三节说，你们信了耶稣，就受了应许的圣灵为印记。
And here said in verse 13, here said you, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal.
我们跟外教会的人在讨论道理。
When we discuss the gospel with people from other denominations,
我们说要得圣灵才能够有进天国的凭据。
We said that in order to enter the heavenly kingdom, we must have the Holy Spirit as a deposit of guarantee.
所以我们就引用以弗所书第一章十四节。
So that's why we always refer to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14.
他说我也同意。
And the people usually from other churches would usually agree.
然后信徒就很高兴，他同意了，可以勉励他求圣灵。
And so, and then we would feel very happy, and then we would ask them to pray for the Holy Spirit.
想不到那慕道者说，你看十三节。
However, the true seeker would say, please refer to verse 13.
你听见真理的道，就是得救的福音啊！信了耶稣，就受了圣灵。说有我已经有圣灵了。
Verse 13, he said that when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, meaning that the moment you believe, you would receive the Holy Spirit naturally.
那这个到底要怎么去解释呢？
So how would we explain these verses?
这一节圣经也是把求圣灵的过程把它简化。
In verse 13, we do not see the process of receiving the Holy Spirit.
保罗到以弗所第一句话，你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
When Apostle Paul went to Ephesus, the first thing that he asked was, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?"
撒玛利亚人信耶稣，虽然神迹奇事很多，体验神的能力，但是没有人得圣灵。
When the Samaritans believed in Jesus, and when they witnessed many miracles and wonders and signs, but they had not received the Holy Spirit.
耶稣的名给他洗礼，没有得胜。
Philip, in the name of Jesus Christ, baptized them. They did not receive the Holy Spirit.
后来他们差遣彼得去。
And later they sent John, Peter and John.
然后他们为他祷告，圣灵就降下来。
And they also prayed for them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
那在使徒行传十九章讲，保罗就为他们再洗礼一次。
And in Acts chapter 19, they are recorded that Paul again baptized them.
奉耶稣的名洗礼。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
然后按手在他们身上，他们就得圣灵。
And laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们信耶稣会得圣灵，这是应许，但是我们需要照着应许来祈求。
Therefore, we know that the Holy Spirit is already promised to us, but we must pray for it to receive, in order to receive.
那我们要怎么样从这个儿子的名分得到将来天国基业的凭据呢？
And so, how do we receive this guarantee?
我们看约翰一书。
Let's refer to 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你看父是给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是儿女。我们看第二节。
Verse
2. 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但主若显现，我们必要见。我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。这个地方说，主若显现，我们要像他。
Verse 2 tells us that when we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
这个主显现就是第二次再临。
And this appearance refers to Jesus' second coming.
那我们要像他，就是要改变成为灵体。
And we shall be like him means that we will be transformed into spiritual bodies.
已经死了要复活。
After those who are dead will resurrect.
那活着要直接改变成为灵体。
And those who are alive will transform into spiritual bodies.
主耶稣一样那荣耀的身体。
Be like Jesus Christ's spiritual body that is glorious.
然后用这个荣耀的身体到天国见到神的本体。
And then in our spiritual bodies, we shall see him as he is.
那这个过程的保证就是圣灵降在我们身上。
And the guarantee that we will go through this transformation is the Holy Spirit that we have today.
神救我们是为着爱我们。
God saved us because he loved us.
我们现在回到以弗所书第一章。
Let's return to Ephesians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Six, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
我们再看十二节。
And let's skip to verse 12.
说叫他的荣耀在我们这个首先在基督有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Verse 12, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory.
所以这个十二节讲得很清楚，叫做叫他的荣耀，耶稣的荣耀，在我们这个人，有盼望的人得着称赞。
In verse 12, here tells us that we were the first to hope in Christ.
所以我们得到神的恩典到最后，就是要让神的荣耀在我们身上彰显出来。
And the reason for us to receive the hope of salvation is that so that His glory might be manifested through us.
这是神对每一个蒙恩的人一个期待。
And so this is an expectation from God for us.
就是神的荣耀在我们身上可以显明。
That the glory of God may be manifested through us.
那从十五节开始。
And beginning from verse 15,
一直到23节
until verse 23,
就在我们提到我们做基督徒的集中追求。
This section tells us about what is the ultimate goal that we must pursue.
到底我们在追求什么？
What exactly are we pursuing after?
我们集中追求就是天上的福气。
And what we ultimately pursue is the blessing in heaven.
那要怎么样才会让我们来渴慕天上的福气呢？
And how do we pursue with all our being for the spiritual blessing?
非常重要，就是你要看到。
Firstly, we must see it.
有时候我常常跟慕道朋友在谈道理。
Often, I would have discussions with Dao to seek advice.
包括上一个礼拜跟慕道者一起吃饭。
Including last week, I had a meal with some friends.
他已经退休了。
And this friend has already retired.
身体很健康。
And he is very healthy.
他天天做什么？打网球运动。
And every day he would play tennis and exercise.
到处游玩。
And he would take trips to places.
我们想要信传耶稣给他。
And we want to preach Jesus to him.
他说我现在没有这个需要。
He said, well, I don't think I need him right now.
我活得很好，很快乐。
I'm very happy and I'm well.
有一天可能我需要，现在我不需要。
Maybe one day I will need Jesus, but not now.
因为对他来讲，天国在哪里看不到。
Because for him, he has not yet seen the heavenly kingdom.
但是地上好，我现在马上看得到。
However, he is able to see the goodness of this world.
可能他经济也不错，他可以环游世界，在中国大陆也买很好的房子。
He's pretty strong in financial side of his life, so he was able to travel a lot and buy property in China.
在一般退休的人当中，他算是一个很有福气的人。
And comparing to those who have retired, he is indeed a blessed man.
他有钱。
He has wealth.
又有健康。
He has health.
又有老伴。
And he has a spouse.
那这个不错啊。
So he has everything.
这个是一般人在追求的。
So these are the things that ordinary people would pursue after.
因为灵界看不到，所以好就在这世界上。
Because anything that is spiritual is invisible. What they can see is the goodness of this world.
那我们今天基督徒，如果我们的人生追求跟他们一样
，And as for Christians, if we are also pursuing the same thing as those people,
那我们的盼望在哪里
？Then where is our hope?
那如果我们对我们天国的盼望能够看得到
，And if we can see our hope in heaven.
能够看到他的好比地上更好。
And if we can see the goodness of the heavenly kingdom that is better than the goodness we see in this world.
那这样我们人生的目标才会转移。
Then we will change our goal in life.
如果我们信耶稣没有看到天国。
If we believe in Jesus and we still do not see heaven.
可能我们整个一生都在追求地上的事情。
Then it probably means that we will be spending the rest of our life pursuing what is worldly.
那到底我要怎么看到天国
？So how are you going to see this invisible heavenly kingdom?
这个非常重要。
And this is very important.
所以我们看十七节。
Let's refer to verse 17.
说求我们主耶稣基督的灵，荣耀的父啊，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。
17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know Him better.
十八节。
Verse 18.
照明你们心中的眼睛。
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
你看，你心里面这是无形的眼睛能够被打开来了。
That is the eyes of our mind be opened.
那心中的眼睛一打开，你就看到灵界了。
And when the eyes of our heart opened, then we can see the happenings in the spiritual realm.
通过圣经的记载，我们就能够了解天国的好。
And through the recording in the Bible, then we will know and see the goodness of heavenly kingdom.
我们看这个《使徒行传》这个斯提凡的事情。
That's referred to the Book of Acts, the incident of Stephen.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts 7, chapter 7.
五十五节。
Verse 55.
使徒行传第七章五十五节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 55.
但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀。
Verse 55. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God.
斯提凡一看，天开了。
Stephen looked up and he saw that heaven opened.
神的荣耀。
And he saw the glory of God.
神的荣耀地上也没有看过的。
And the glory of God was never seen to him in this world.
那个荣光有生命的。
In the light, there's life.
那个荣光照在你身上，你整个人已经进到天国一样。
And when the light shone upon Stephen, he was as if he was already in heaven.
你看主耶稣很短暂，容貌放光，就天上那个荣光。
And for a very short split second, Jesus transfigured.
彼得好满足啊，在山上什么都没有。他说：“我们在这里真好。”
And that's why Peter, after seeing Jesus' transfiguration, he said, isn't it good for us to be here?
那斯蒂凡看到神的荣耀。
And same thing, when Stephen saw the glory of God,
耶稣站在神的右边。
He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
他周围一看。
And he, when he looked around,
大家石头已经拿好要打他。
Everybody was ready to stone him to death.
请问这个是祸还是福？
So is this a blessing or is it,
你如果看人石头要把你打死，这个是祸。
When you see that people are about to stone you to death, is a war.
但是你如果看到天开了，神的荣耀在那里，你马上要上去。
However, when you see that the heavens open, you are about to enter into heaven, that is a blessing.
哦，这个就是福。
And so this is a grace from God.
哦，所以我们今天需要求神让我们心里的眼睛能够开。
So that's why we need to pray to God so that He may open the eyes of our heart.
使我们看到天国的美好。
So that we may see the beauty of His kingdom.
使我们人生的目标要重新的改变。
So that we will change our goal in life.
使我们人生的追求要重新的改变。
So that there will be a change in the direction of our pursuit.
使我们生活的内容要重新的定义。
So that we may redefine our lifestyle.
如果我们没有盼望在天国，
If we do not have hope in heaven,
我们不可能会追求属灵的事情。
Then it's impossible for us to pursue spiritual blessings.
如果我们真的好像看到天国，
If we have seen the heavenly kingdom,
我们不可能不会追求神的事情。
Then we will surely pursue for the spiritual.
因为那个好是你在地上没有办法比较的。
For the spiritual goodness, because such goodness is incomparable.
那这个就是我们今天为什么要追求信仰，要追求。
So that's why we must pursue our faith.
因为我们如果没有追求，我们就没有办法突破那个从可见的进到看不到的。
And if we do not pursue, then we cannot overcome the barrier of the invisible.
我们看到很多电台讲的这个福音。
When we listen to some of the Christians radio stations,
都是讲地上好。
The speaker would often talk about the blessing in this world.
你如果热心拜神，
if you come and worship God,
你会富裕有钱。
Then you will become wealthy.
成功。
You will be successful.
哇，吸引好多人。
And that attracts a lot of people.
但是这个不是信耶稣的目的。
However, this is not the ultimate goal of believing in Jesus.
信耶稣的目的是要超越今生，进到来世。
The ultimate goal of believing in Jesus is to go beyond, transcend this world to enter a different world.
从短暂进到永恒。
From temporal reality to eternity.
从远离神进到神的面前。
From being far away from God to in the presence of God,
看到神的本体，
to see Jesus as He is,
享受神荣光的照耀，
and enjoy His light shining upon us.
那这个没有完全的自觉，努力的去追求是达不到的。
However, without cleansing ourselves and without pursuit, then it's impossible to receive such blessing.
好，那我们看以弗所书在描写天上的福分是什么？
Let's return to Ephesians. What are the blessings from God?
十八节
，verse 18，
下半句
，second half，
使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
verse 18，
第一章十八节下半句。
Second portion of 18. In order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance.
何等就是没有办法形容。
And he says the riches of his glory.
神用恩典来照你，那个盼望你没有办法形容。
The blessing of God shining like His light upon us is indescribable.
保罗去过第三层天。
Paul was once on the third heaven.
他的人生观就改变。
And after that, he changed the way he perceived his life.
他说：“我看世界如粪土。”
He said, "I have deemed everything as trash."
这个不是世界没有价值。
It doesn't mean that this world is without value.
他看过天国，然后他比较世界的价值。
He has seen heaven and he compared what he saw to the world.
他发现世界好像粪土。
And world meant nothing to him.
这个表示天国的好是好到让你没有办法想象。
Meaning that the kingdom is so good that it's beyond our imagination.
那个盼望就因为今天主救赎我们。我们就白白得到。
And Because God has saved us, we are eligible to receive that hope.
所以我们的盼望在上面。
So we are, our hope is in heaven.
好，我们再看18节下面一句。
And let's look at verse 18.
他在圣徒中所得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀。最后一句。
He says of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
好，我们在天国的基业是何等的荣耀。
And he says the, it is indeed glorious to receive the inheritance.
摩西跟神面对面讲过话。
Moses talked to God face to face.
摩西他的人生已经超越了世界。
Meaning that his life has already transcend, transcend the ordinary life.
亚伯拉罕脚踏在迦南地。
Similarly, when Abraham stepped onto the land of Canaan,
神说这是牛奶与蜜之地。
And God said to him, this is the land flowing with honey and milk.
但是亚伯拉罕并没有真的得到那一块地。
However, at the time, Abraham had not received the piece of land.
等他进到迦南地。
However, when he stepped onto the land,
他的信心有一个突破。
He was able to overcome, overcome a hurdle in his faith.
他羡慕一个更美的家乡。
He was hoping for a better home.
那是神所经营、神所建造的。
And the home was built, maintained by God.
既然他有这个盼望。
And since he had this hope.
所以他在地上就是住帐篷、做客人。
He deemed himself a sojourner living in a tent.
因为他一心向往要回到天国去。
Because he was hoping for the eternal home.
有时候我们在看到我们人生。
When we look at our life.
一到五六七十。
When we reach the age of 50, 60 and 70.
人生越来越短了。
Our life is getting shorter and shorter.
你就发现那短到最后就没有了，没有要去哪里。
And eventually, we will be running out of time. And we would, where do we go after that?
盼望就从那里开始。
And that's the very beginning of hope.
今生的结束就是你来世盼望的开始。
The ending of this life means the beginning of a new life.
那今生什么时候结束？
So when is our life going to end?
不是你七八十的时候。
It's not when we are in our 70s or 80s.
是死来到的时候。
It's when death comes upon us.
所以每一个人都对天国要有盼望。
And that's why all of us must have hope in the heavenly kingdom.
十九节。
Verse 19.
第一首是第一章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19.
并且知道他向我们这个所信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And his incomparably great power for us who believe.
那神的能力最浩大的一个表现是什么？
So what is the greatest manifestation of God's power?
叫耶稣从死里复活。
That is the resurrection of Jesus from death.
这个是人做不到。
Something that no human beings on this earth can do.
但是神使它变成事实。
However, God changed this, transformed this impossibility into a possibility.
那既然神有这个能力。
Since God has this power.
所以我们从死里复活就是可能的。
Since God has this power, is it possible for us to resurrect from death?
所以我们人有盼望是可能的。
So therefore, it is possible for us to have hope.
因为耶稣神的能力使他从死里复活。
Because Jesus has already resurrected.
那这个眼睛得开要靠着圣灵。
And in order for us to open our spiritual eyes, we must rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以十七节说，世人智慧和启示的灵。
And that's why in verse 17 here says that we must ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
什么是启示？
What is revelation?
启示是从上面下来的。
Revelation comes from above.
我们读书是从下面推上去的。
When we study in this world, our knowledge comes from, from the bottom.
从一个人然后往前推。
From a human being, then we expand from there.
但是这有一个障碍。
However, there are at times we will encounter,
这个障碍就是人的理性有限，所以有一些你推不过去。
Because there's limit to our human beings' reasoning, and that's why there are things that we cannot understand.
那启示是从上面来的。
Revelation comes from the above.
神很有智慧。
God is, full of wisdom.
他只要把你的心开一点点。
He can, when he opens our hearts just a little,
你就看到他的荣耀。
Then we can see his glory.
你就认识了他。
Then we will know him.
你就知道他的宝贵。
And we know how precious he is.
所以圣经说，要变成愚拙，好成为有智慧。
That's why the Bible tells us we must become foolish in order to be wise.
今天聪明人太多。
There are too many people who deem themselves wise.
就是靠自己的理性。
By relying their own reasoning.
所以变成愚拙。
They become foolish as a result.
没有神的启示，属灵他没有办法知道。
Because spiritually there's no revelation from God, and therefore many things spiritual are closed to him.
那如果我们倒过来变成傻傻的愚拙
，However, when we become foolish or deem ourselves foolish,
那谦卑下来
，and humble ourselves,
神开我们的心
，then God will open us.
忽然间变成很有智慧
，and then we'll become wise.
灵界的事情认识更深
，and we are able to understand the thing, the depth of.The world in
我们就看到天国
and we'll be able to see heaven.
所以对天国有盼望的人不是世界上最有知识的人
Therefore those who have hope in heaven are not those who are wise in this world.
是谦卑追求圣灵充满神开他的心的人
Only those who are humble and open their hearts to receive the wisdom from God, they are able to see God.
所以这一章圣经到最后的结论
So this chapter concludes.
我们要在教会的里面求圣灵，然后被圣灵充满。
That we must pray for the Holy Spirit in the church and be filled with the Holy Spirit.